America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That take in Ohio State, probably not Ohio State, Purdue, though. We head out to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline of college football news. He joins us every single Thursday at 4. Pete Futek, what's up, buddy?
Are you saying you have an off week this week? Is that what you're suggesting here, that it's, you know, late scrimmage or something? You don't have to worry about anything?
Yeah, I would say that this is the opposite of the Oregon and Penn State games. Not a lot to glean from here. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, Purdue's just, I mean, look, they got weird and they pushed Illinois late. I mean, you know, so if you let down their guard a little bit, they can wing it around a bit, and they do have, you know, absolutely nothing to lose in this case. And, you know, this would just be obviously horrific. And yeah, but don't take anything big away from this. I mean, this is kind of your week off. You get, you know, work on the running game a little bit, get the offensive line in a lather. And really the big problem for Purdue is they cannot stop the run. So you just run it 50 times, take, you know, go have a sandwich and then go rest up and deal with, go Northwestern.
Pete, do you buy into the logic that some ADs believe they'd rather have the 5 seed than the 4 seed here?
You're not crazy. Well, it depends on who you are. It's actually not even having the 5 seed. It's having the 5 seed and not playing in the conference championship. Because this is the thing that, like, for all the Notre Dame crying, like, oh, we're screwed, we can't get a 4 seed or top 4 seed. Well, there's two parts to this. Either you're playing, if you don't have a conference championship like Notre Dame doesn't, either your 13th game becomes a conference championship on a neutral site against a really awesome team, or if you're like the 5 seed or the 6 seed, you get a home date in South Bend, Indiana in December when it's going to be cold and blah, and you're going to hopefully get a warm weather team coming into your site, and you get an extra week off, and you get probably a team that's probably a little bit worse than maybe the one you would have played there. So it is not a bad deal. The other thing that everyone's going to figure out fast, if this works out like it might, is it might not be an advantage to be the one. Because if you are, let's say you played your conference championship, and you do get the bye, you do get a little bit of time off, but they're not reseeding. So you get the 8-9. Meanwhile, if like the 10, 11, or 12, especially if like Boise State ends up getting the 4 seed, let's say the Big 12 champion has 2 or 3 losses and is like a, you know, 11 or 12, you might get like a Texas A&M or a Texas or a Penn State or someone really awesome at the 1, and the 8-9, you know, because of the rankings, might be someone like a, you know, a BYU, which you'd much rather have.
Pete, so much of the talk coming off the Penn State, it was interesting. Going into the Penn State game, it was, is Ryan Day coaching for his job? And then after that game, it was, yeah, his job's safe, but that win doesn't really mean anything. So I'll ask you, what did the Ryan Day win and the Buckeye win over Penn State do for you as it pertains to your how you view this program and specifically this team?
It's the same. Win the national championship. Look, if you remember, and my brain's fried, so I can't remember the year. It was the year after, it was like, I think it was Tim Tebow's senior year at Florida, where Florida was the overwhelming number one team in the country. Like, they had all the pressure in the world. They were supposed to destroy everybody. And that team just played so tight. They were so frightened. You can just see, you know, from Urban on down, Urban was having heart palpitations and things. And, like, there are all these things. The team just played just so tight every single game. That seems to be Ohio State. And I think they commented on this when they showed Day on the sidelines giving a fist pump. Where they, you know, I think his client said something like, oh, look, the relief, stress relief on that. Like, you could just see this team is just playing like all the expectations in the world are either make a good play on this down or else Ryan Day's job is in jeopardy. It's just, it's an insanely high expectation that you just cannot fill. Penn State's good. I mean, I know the big, bigger narrative was that James Franklin can't beat a top five team, but neither can anybody else. So it's kind of a silly narrative. But they're still going to get into the college football playoff. But, you know, look, let's see. You know, let's see with Ohio State. Still have that Indiana game, which now kind of matters. Still have Michigan, which, you know, in a weird kind of year, whoever knows. But still, this is still the best team in the country, if not number two to Georgia right now.
All right, I got two teams. Okay, so I was going to say Ohio State and Georgia, if they met on a neutral field, who are you taking?
Dead even. I mean, Georgia's just as weird. Just the exact same thing applies to Georgia because Carson Beck can't stop throwing interceptions lately. Like, he's playing like a quarterback who is all the pressure in the world is on his shoulders that you've got a national championship team here. He just has to do it. So outside of one bad first half against Alabama, when this team turns it up, they don't play a full 60 minutes and they make a lot of mistakes. But, man, when they turn it on like they did at the end of the Florida game, at the end of the Alabama game against Clemson, you can just see it. There's like a playoff mode that they can get into, but they just got to get there first. And last year, you know, they couldn't get there because of Alabama. And that's the same thing with Ohio State. At some point, you know, the talent just takes over. And it's like, yeah, our team's better than your team, and we're going to show it for the next 10 minutes and game over. Ohio State's got that little extra groove, and certainly Georgia has that. But at the same time, they're kind of dinking around a little too much, and, you know, they almost got caught by Kentucky earlier in the season, and they had way too hard of a time for Florida, a team that they should have blasted their way on.
All right, how about Ohio State and Texas now?
I still think at the end of the day, it's Texas. I mean, the thing about the Texas, you know, it's coming, you know, the meltdown's happening, but yeah, I still think Texas loses to Texas A&M at the end of the year. But the thing about the Longhorns, and this is always the X factor for a team like Ohio State or Georgia, is you got to match speed. And Texas, for whatever it is, that's the one team out there that is fast. Is Georgia and Oregon's a little bit like this, but not quite. That Texas team is as fast at every position with the speed and the athleticism to hang with an Ohio State or Georgia. So on a neutral field, yeah, give them a shot. You've got, you know, two NFL quarterbacks on that team. You've got guys who are flying all over the place, and their defense has just been phenomenal so far this year. It is Steve Sarkisian, so they're going to blow it. But on a one-game shot, yeah, you're kind of afraid that, you know, that's a team you're definitely worried about if you're Ohio State and you catch them in the playoff.
Pitt, 16 days from now, a game that many Buckeye fans have been fearing for many a years now. It is the it's even tough to say it. It's Ohio State versus Indiana, and obviously it's a 2 seed versus the 8 seed. I'll ask you, Indiana, they going to do it?
I don't think they're at least going to hang around. Look, at some point, reality is going to come to breakfast. This is a phenomenal story in every way. The University of Indiana program in 126 years has never had a 10-win season. And they've only had 2 9-and-9-win seasons. And, you know, what's the story? I can't remember what the year it was, but when Corso was coaching Indiana and they were playing Ohio State and they got up 3-0 and he made the whole team come on the field to take a picture underneath the scoreboard that they were up 3-0 on Ohio State and then they lost, like, you know, 95-3. Well, this is fun. No matter how you slice it, it's Indiana football. They're not supposed to be good. Cignetti's a phenomenal coach. He got the top eight guys from James Madison to transfer over with him, and that's the foundation. He got a quarterback in Curtis Rourke, which you guys probably know around those parts, who should have been the USC quarterback or someplace bigger than Indiana, who's just a big-time playmaker, and it's all clicking. They haven't beaten anybody yet. I mean, I know that's like an easy cliche, but no, really, they haven't beaten anybody yet. Michigan State's probably their best win, maybe Nebraska. You know, they haven't played a a Penn State or even a Michigan, or, you know, that's coming. But and obviously they haven't played Ohio State yet. So we'll see. But that's kind of the thing. If you're playing a bad schedule, what do? You drill them. And they're just destroying everyone right now because, amazingly enough, if you block and tackle well and do it better and consistently, you don't screw up, good things happen.
Pete, I want to go back to the college football playoff for a second. At what point are we just going to get where it's like the SEC and the Big Ten is like the American League and the National League, and we just stop pretending that we have to make the other conferences feel good?
Well, what's going to be interesting is to see if the college football playoff committee breaks their trend. Because if you look at the 10-year history of this thing, they have yet to – basically, if you win 11 games and you're a Power 4 or Power 5 program, you are in. No matter what, doesn't matter, you are going to find your way in this thing, which means if you're like an SMU, look at SMU's remaining schedule, and, you know, they, you talk about being like that 5 seed. Well, they might not get into – you know, they all have a tough time maybe even getting to the ACC championship, but – if they do, you know, they're going to be there with 11 wins. That's one of those teams that you kind of want to lose if you want to, that's going to knock out a Big Ten or SEC team. Washington State's going to be on the table because they're probably going to go 11-1, but probably fall just short. It'll be interesting to see if Boise State, you know, loses close to in a Mountain West championship. Do they get an at-large? There's a whole lot of factors here. And of course, Notre Dame. If you're a Big Ten or SEC school, you want Notre Dame to lose once more to get knocked out of this thing to give another spot in. Because what's going to happen is, if you're a 9-3 Alabama, they're going to have to break precedent to put them in. Because usually 10 wins gets you in the discussion. 10-2 gets you to the door. But if you can't get past the bouncer necessarily, unless you did something really awesome. So while it looks bad right now, if you're an outside team, wait till the final records come out. Because the College Football Playoff Committee, above all else, does not want drama. And last year just happened to be a perfect storm for them. So they're going to say, they're going to fall back on, hey, you know, this team better record, Power 4 conference, here you go. So I think if you're 10-2 in a Power 4 conference, that starts it. If you're 9-3, you're probably out at this point.
Pete Futek on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Pete, Mike Gundy said the people ripping him for that 0-6 conference record and 3-6 record themselves were losers who couldn't pay their bills. Thoughts on just that whole diatribe?
Someday we're going to, you know, we'll be before a game and bar somewhere, and I will give you Mike Gundy story of interest where that does not break character for Mike Gundy. Let me put it that way. Yeah, that's pressure. Look, I mean, I say this, but he's also, he deserves the benefit of a couple hundred doubts. I mean, his program, it might not be the type that you would give over the top, but he doesn't get the talent that the Texas, and, you know, even the Oklahomas get. And yet year after year, he's always producing teams that are strong. This year's team just got banged up really, really badly on the offensive line. And there's one thing if you're Ohio State and you start losing offensive linemen, because your next man up is pretty awesome. Doesn't really work like that for Oklahoma State. So, you know, it's never a good idea to insult the customers. But in this case, he deserves a little more of a break than he's getting, because off year, just a lot of bad breaks going Oklahoma State's way.
All right, quickly, Pete. Browns might need a quarterback next year. Out of the quarterbacks you watch and the ones that are ready for the NFL draft this upcoming.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Season, which one's your favorite?
I've told you this. I told you, for your purposes, you want Shedeur Sanders. You want it just easy programming where you can roll out of bed and just say, I don't have to come up with a topic today. Shedeur Sanders is the starting quarterback of the Browns. Let's go. I will tell you this from an inside baseball web world. Anything Deion Sanders in terms of keywords and search engine optimization, the word Sanders is gold. So in every way, shape, and form, you, for your business, want Shedeur Sanders. Cam Ward's a little too uncareful, if that's even a word. Careless, I should say, with the ball at certain times. I'm not sold on the Carson Becks of the world, and you know, everybody else is a little bit of a guess. So right now, to me, Sanders, I mean, beyond just the being a Shedeur Sanders, I mean, part of it is your dad's an NFL Hall of Famer, and look, he's doing a great job there right now, and he's been tutored by the best, trained by the best. He sees the field so well. He's tough as nails and hangs in there. He's as close as you could possibly get to being being absolutely NFL ready from day one.
Pete, you're never uncareful. You're always kind. We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much.
The benefits of 4 hours of sleep a night for the last 2 months, and my verbiage gets a little bizarre. But yeah, anytime, guys.
Thank you so much for the Shedeur Sanders fan club as well. Pete Futek there on the – I put him right on hold. I'm not letting him answer that on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We're going to talk ourselves into Shedeur Sanders, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, how hard? Like,
I was getting ready to go ahead and ammo myself with a lot of Shedeur Sanders material in between the break.
Oh, doesn't it worry you?
It just feels so Browns, does it not?
But doesn't it?
It feels so Browns.
I don't want to do the Johnny Manziel thing because I don't think he's Johnny Manziel. But he's like, we've had people come on and be like, yeah, there's nothing physically special about him.
Well, he just said he sees the field very, very well.
Man, that's all it takes, right? Is the buzzword right now, he's got vision. And then people compare it to like Tom Brady, right?
I don't think Pete would just throw that around recklessly.
No. What I mean is that is like one of the buzzwords that if you hear, like he sees the field really well. Like that's something we actually heard about Baker, by the way. It's Baker sees the field really well. And when I heard that, I remember, I was like, okay. I was not a Baker guy before the draft. They draft him. And I was like, he's got a chip on his shoulder. He sees the field really well.
Some of these guys, I mean, it's obvious they can't see past a first progression. You know, some of those guys, it's like just so obvious. If they're saying sees the field well, excuse me. that was great.
If he sees the field well, we will take him.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's why is that a bad thing?
No, it's not a bad thing. It's just one of those things where it's like, okay, because I think it's like a general thing. Like, sees field well, we start to well, you know who sees the field really well, like Tom did. And, you know, Mahomes sees the field really well. We never like Zippy, who played 10 years in the NFL, was a career backup, sees the field well, even if he saw the field well. I really think it's like one of those fast-tracking terms that as soon as we hear sees the field well, we're like, all right, you can draft him.
It was a nice thing to say.
No, it is. I'm not.
You asked for Pete's analysis. He gave us the analysis.
No, but he's on the Shedeur train. He wants it for content purposes.
And that's what I love about Pete, though, because Pete understands what exactly we do here. It's all about the content. It's always about the content.
No, I'm like I'm at the end of Rocky. Cut me, Mick. Like I got a round or two left in me with this Browns team. I can't just do that. We did the content thing for like 6 years. It was Johnny into tanking. Into more tanking, into the Baker Wars, at the end of the Sashi
Johnny
Wars.
Johnny was never considered the actual number one best quarterback in that draft.
But Baker was, and a lot of it was.
Well, Baker was, and
vision.
Baker, and well, a lot of it was Baker breaking college efficiency records back-to-back years and winning a Heisman and being one of the most decorated college quarterbacks of all time. Like, he didn't just stumble on to being number one. And it wasn't just simply being field vision.
Yeah,
he sees the field
I think it was John Dorsey liked that he was a bit of a...
Because he crotch grabbed at Kansas?
I actually think that's probably like 12% of the decision for John Dorsey.
If we're being honest about it.
I do that. Not even in Kansas. I'll go
to like... time I do it.
I'll go to Missouri and do it. I'll go to...
You cross party lines
I'll go just anywhere in that vicinity. Not Texas. I have too much respect for Texas. But any... New Mexico? Phew, honk, honk.
That's that one.
474.
That's the new sound we need in between click hits.
0092. Are you willing to talk yourself into Shedeur Sanders when we come back? The Cavs and LeBron, you can't get away from it. 92.3 The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.